T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is your All Local for Monday morning, the 23rd of January, 2023. Today, we get up to a high in the mid to upper 50s, but tonight, things change a little bit. Rain moves in before daybreak. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cold with some widespread rain and highs only in the lower 40s. I'm John Little. The Cowboys went up against the NFL's best defense yesterday, and they found out why it's the best, losing to the 49ers in the divisional round of the playoffs 19-12. Just one touchdown for the Cowboys. It came in the first half.
Prescott under center. It's an I-right formation. He will keep it, roll right, throw it underneath. Schultz at the one, and he walks in. Touchdown, Dallas!
And just in case you're wondering, Brett Maher's extra point was blocked, but replay showed he probably would have missed it anyway. Dak Prescott threw two interceptions and says he feels like he let the defense down.
Defense who gave us an opportunity to win this game. And for us to only put up the points that we did, that's unacceptable. And it starts with me, and I've got to be better.
Coach Mike McCarthy on what he told the team after the game.
Just told him my personal feelings about them and the journey and just most importantly, you know, keep loving one another and stick together.
Since their last Super Bowl win 27 years ago, the Cowboys are now 0-7 in divisional playoff games. Two young sisters from McKinney are safe this morning. Now their grandmother and their dad are behind bars in connection with their kidnapping. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
Two people are behind bars in connection with the abduction of Jennifer and Jessica Burns. Justin Burns, the girl's father, and Jamie Burns, their paternal grandmother. Police say these two worked together to carry out the kidnapping that has had North Texans worried all weekend. Here's what we know. The little girls were in CPS custody when they were abducted Thursday evening. They were actually at a Cece's Pizza in McKinney having a supervised visit with Justin when police say Jamie abducted them. Justin remained at the restaurant. He was arrested and charged with two felony counts of kidnapping. Jamie wasn't discovered until late yesterday in Richardson. She was also arrested and is also facing two felony counts of kidnapping. The girls were found yesterday as well. The good news is they are safe and they are finally back where they belong. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Grief counselors will be available at Fort Worth's Paschal High School today to help students and staff cope with the death of a student, a 16-year-old gunned down and killed after school on Friday.
The mother of Zechariah Trevino was told her son was hit by gunfire trying to protect his cousin.
He seen somebody getting hurt. He ran to, you know, straight to that and jumped in the way. And, you know, That's why we're here today.
Trevino's cousin, a 17-year-old girl who was critically wounded, she's still in the hospital. Fort Worth police believe they know who the gunman is, and they say that killer and the two victims are all students at Paschal, which is diagonally across the street from the Whataburger where the shots were fired. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Dallas man accused of killing his wife and two kids has died in jail, and his family tells KRLD's LP Phillips closure has been difficult since learning about the death.
A police report says James Webb of Dallas had a headache in August of 2020 and was trying to sleep, but his 13 and 16-year-old boys were being loud, and their mother, 39-year-old Victoria Bunton, was letting it happen. So the report says Webb got a gun and shot all three to death. Webb has died in jail. Mary Lindsay, the mother of Vicky and grandmother of the two boys, wanted to stare him in the eyes in court. She cannot do that now.
He took them away from me and my two children and his family, our family. And then I think the rest of my life I have to take sleeping medicines. If I don't, I can't sleep at night.
A medical examiner's report says Webb's cause of death was heart disease. He was 59. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A street near Carrollton Police Headquarters has been renamed for a fallen hero
whose life was dedicated to service. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
The department revealed Steve Notham Way around the north entrance of the building as a reminder of the officer and his bravery and service. Notham was struck and killed 3 months ago by another vehicle while helping investigate a possible DWI along the Bush Turnpike. Residents went to the department to visit a makeshift memorial when it happened to remember the former Marine, cop, and father.
I just decided to drop off some flowers, you know, to respect the guy, give my respects. I never knew the guy, all right, but I just knew he was a father, a Marine, and a police officer that was serving our community.
I felt compelled to come out here and just do my little part.
Officer Notham left behind a wife and four children. The man who hit him was in his 80s, also died at the crash. Police believe he suffered a medical emergency before the wreck. From a 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas police are investigating the suspicious death of an endangered vulture at the Dallas Zoo. The dead bird was discovered over the weekend, and the zoo confirms the death does not appear to be from natural causes, and the zoo's asked the police to investigate. The vulture's death comes less than a week after a clouded leopard escaped from its habitat through a cut in the screening, a cut that may have been deliberate. The leopard was free on the grounds for several hours before it was caught and returned unharmed to its enclosure. A cut was also discovered in an enclosure for exotic monkeys, but fortunately, none of those monkeys escaped.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.